Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. We hope you're doing well. As many of you know, the Congress midterm elections are going on. So in this episode, we'll be talking about how you can be an informed voter with none other than Mr. Waltman. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'll start it off saying, and look, I know the election cycle isn't nearly as popular as the presidential elections for this one, but to start, explain the importance of the midterm elections, both in a local sense and a national sense.
Okay, and just to clarify, I don't want to say anything that you were wrong about, but there is also governmental elections, as well as the House, and as well as the Senate, and many local elections as well. So everyone knows that there is a split amongst the country between conservative and liberal people. And the politics is extremely evenly divided as well. We have a Democratic president, we have an evenly divided Senate, and a very slightly Democratic House. This election can change both the Senate and the House, for sure, as only one has to switch for the Senate, and early indications are that the House is going to probably switch over to Republican. So when you vote for your congressman or your senator, you can be very much impacting who controls the agenda for the next 2 years. Of course, the president can't propose legislation. They can only sign what the Congress gives them. So if it's split between Republican and Democrat, unlikely the Republican Congress will pass anything on to the president. On a local level, whether it's a governor's race or a state legislator, they control a lot of elements that can then influence the federal landscape, specifically gerrymandering, which is where you alter the way the state is cut up and elect officials. You can disenfranchise voters, which is a big topic of conversation. Minorities are often being diminished in their importance in that they can't produce the ID necessary, for example, to vote. So by voting, even in the local elections, for the long term, you could very much impact what's going to happen in the national landscape.
All right. Yeah. So with only about a week or two to go before these elections, how can listeners be informed voters, and how should we follow the elections of November 7th?
Well, all the news agencies cover that ad nauseum. So everyone, and I know it's old school, but it's great to read the newspaper and find out what's going on. You can watch the news and find out what's going on. And if you have topics of specific interest to yourself, you should find out who supports what you want, whether that's someone who supports abortion rights, gun legislation, a separation of church and state, whatever the topic is, you should then go out and research and find out which one of the candidates supports your point of view, and then go ahead and vote. And I know at Dwight, we have seniors who are turning 18 years old, and they, in fact, are voting in this election. So you can vote if you're 18, or maybe you could talk to your parents into it if you're not.
Yeah, so elaborating on sort of the pressing issues now, what do you think makes this election cycle different from other elections, and which events could be working for either side?
Well, the partisanship now is worse than it's ever been, and it seems, even as bad as it was 4 years ago, it seems even worse today. So, and it's, things are so finely balanced, any one vote can influence things in the long term. Specific topics that are motivating voters, as I mentioned, abortion rights, the newly conservative-controlled Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, and a lot of Democratic candidates are using that as a way to solicit support. Another enormous topic is the economy. We know there's very high inflation. And unfairly for the party in control, which is the Democrats now, when things are going badly, they get blamed. So people who are not happy with the way things are going are going to vote for a Republican. And that topic can change within 2 weeks, even up until the election. All of a sudden, inflation could drop, gas prices can drop, And these are beyond the ability of the governing party to manage, but they get the blame or the responsibility for a good thing.
Yeah, so now foreshadowing a little bit, how do you think this election will shape American politics going forward? What do you think its impact will be?
I think depending on the outcome, it could continue the trend towards voter suppression, whether it's through gerrymandering or changing the rights of people to go to the ballot box. Mail-in votes are a big topic. If they eliminate the right to mail in, people who are disabled may not be able to vote. So it seems like it's trending in that direction. And if it continues, it could get worse. It could be like a snowball effect. Maybe it'll go the other way and Democrats or more liberal people will get into office and they can stop it. But I think it is vital, whatever the outcome is.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next episode.